Hello everyone, you are listening to 89.1 CHUO FM. My name is Gabby and this is your Wednesday news. Yesterday, on May 4th, the CBC Short Film Face-Off announced the finalists for this year's competition. Among the finalists is the short film Curbside Pickup, written and directed by Ottawa local Hangmin Lung. CBC Face-Off is a show that brings short films by Canadian directors to compete in front of a panel of judges. The winner gets a cash prize and a production deal. Curbside Pickup follows the story of a woman facing the challenges of dating during COVID-19. Here is Lung explaining the film.
This film is about dating during the pandemic, the trials and tribulations of trying to enter the dating scene, in your 30s, which is not a story that I think is very often seen. And not only that, this main character has to overcome a lot of things that you can imagine would be a challenge when you're entering the dating game during a pandemic.
After yesterday's announcement, Lung said she was beyond happy to receive the news.
I'm still in a state of disbelief. Like, I'm going to watch all the other films at the Short Film Face-Off. Mm-hmm. Be like, oh my god, like I can't believe my film is in there with all of these amazing films from other awesome filmmakers in Canada. Like I just can't believe like I'm there. This was something that I didn't think would happen for another few years.
Lung said she is happy to see the film find success, especially when the cast and crew was mainly people of color.
I always talk about this film in terms of making magic, because a lot of it's not just me, right? Like I directed it and I wrote it and I edited it, but everything came together because of the amazing, amazing cast and crew. And I think it's worthwhile to make the point that this cast and crew was primarily people of color. It's rare. When you look at production companies, it's rare. It was mostly women, mostly people of color, and to be able to prove that we can make an award-winning film and a film that is so strong and speaks to so many people and is just solid all around. I mean, sure, like, of course there are things that, you know, looking back, I would improve on. But to have been able to do this within 2 months with a primarily people of color and women cast and crew, it's just like, it's, to me, that's the win, you know? The fact that this cast and crew doesn't look like your regular cast and crew, in the filmmaking industry is like it was both intentional and so amazing.
The story of Curbside Pickup came to Lung while she was taking a script writing course in 2020. Lung said she's glad she took the time to invest in her craft because it really paid off.
And the biggest lesson that I learned doing this is that there's this saying, right? When you invest in yourself, I don't really know what the saying is, but like people say you need to invest in yourself in order to move forward or to grow or whatever. But like as a filmmaker, investing in people will reap like returns like you can never imagine. Like it's just, this is a film for the first time that I paid everybody. I used my own money to finance this film. And I'm just really proud of the fact that I was able to do this in a way that aligned with my personal values, and able to support my friends and this community in this way.
Those interested in seeing curbside pickup can watch it on CBC Face Off, which will begin airing August 14th. The film will also be screened at the Canadian LGBTQ+ Film Festival Inside Out, which runs from May 27th to June 6th.